right, and welcome to another episode of Saffron Honey Chai. This week, I want to talk about some of the stuff I've been watching lately because I spend a lot of time on TikTok and I'm also learning a little bit of Chinese in my spare time just for funsies, not to like do anything with. I just like to flex. And I always see these dramas, like these Chinese dramas, but like the little short ones where I guess there's an app and you would scroll through the episodes. So I'm like, let me see if I can find them. And they're kind of hard to find, but when you do find them, it's like an hour and a half of just straight up nonsense. One that I watched, okay, the daughter was the birth daughter. And there was an adopted daughter, which does not narrow it down. This is very common. But she got sent, the birth daughter got sent to a re-education facility to basically, it's like juvie. But they were like, yeah, you just need to be re-educated because what you did was so horrible because she got framed for pushing her grandmother down the steps. But it was really the adopted daughter that did it. Anyway. She got framed. She got sent to the re-education center. It was just supposed to like, oh, reformatory. It was just supposed to like reform her, make her a better person. And then anybody worth their salt in a reformatory would have been like, oh, you're actually like a normal person. Like you didn't do that. But unfortunately, she ended up there for like a year or more. And during that time, other girls in the reformatory were beating her ass. When I tell you, they were hitting her, punching her, kicking her, spitting on her, slamming her head into the ground, drowning her in the toilet. Not just like, you know how, you know, in the cartoons back in the day, it's like, oh, we're gonna give you a swirly. No, toilet full. Drowning this girl. And I was just like, you know, this is a bit much. And long story short, the bullies at this reformatory eventually somehow damaged her arm so bad it had to be cut off. And then she had a fake arm the whole time, you know, when she eventually got to return to her family. So she got this fake arm and she goes home and she's always wearing a glove and a long sleeve shirt. And for some reason, and this is common in a lot of Chinese dramas, she never just says, wow, yeah, this is what happened to me. This is how I got treated. I was mistreated. Instead, she's just like, I've never been a part of this family, clearly. When have you ever treated me like a daughter? Da, da, da. When it should have been like, hey, you guys sent me to get tortured for a few years. And honestly, I'm not super into y'all anymore. So as soon as I get to a right age, I don't know, man. I'll probably just go stay at a hostel for the rest of my life in Indonesia or something. I don't really need this. But instead, she stuck around, the narrative progressed, and eventually it was revealed that she lost her arm. And the grandpa, because there's always like an elderly character, the grandpa was like, what the hell is this? What'd you do to this girl? Grandpa is freaking out. He's like, I knew I didn't raise you guys to act like this. Why is my precious granddaughter in such a state? She's permanently disabled now. What the hell is this? And they're like, oh, I don't know. You know, because they have no, I mean, there's no responsibility here. These parents, there's not a drop of responsibility or accountability. Like, oh, well, she was so willful. She was so difficult. How could we have known? When, I mean, you never sent her for a checkup, you know, even once. You never, like, when she came back, we're like, oh, all right. Well, you came back. It's been a while since I've seen your regular doctor. Let's show you the examination room real quick. Let's get you right, baby. No. No. Instead, they were like, well, put on this dress and go to this event and, you know, we'll do this and then, and, you know, come visit your grandpa and grandma, you know, all this stuff. Instead of actually, you know, being parents. And then they're still like hosting parties and stuff and still going places and going to galas and events. Just like, yeah, I don't know, something's wrong with her. But even though they think something's wrong with her, they think she's like an asshole. They think she sucks. They think, oh, this girl's the worst in the world. They're still taking her with them everywhere. They're like, you have to come with us. because we look bad if you're not with us because we're from high society or something. And I don't know. I think there's something about Chinese culture that I don't understand because I've seen a lot of these by now. And this one was striking only in that she lost her whole arm. Like, and it took them narratively like 4 days to figure out that she lost her arm. But how out of the loop do you have to be with your own kid to not realize that her arm is completely missing? Because at some point you have to take off the prosthesis to like clean it. You can't wear it to sleep. You have to take it off at some point. So you're so locked out that you don't even oh, let me go sneak up on her and see, when she's sleeping. Because parents in these kind of stories, they're always like, oh, what happened to you? Used to be so cutesy, my precious child. Look at you. How'd you end up like this? No, they're just like, ah, this kid sucks. We're still gonna take her everywhere though, but she sucks. Also, look at how cool our adopted daughter is. The adopted daughter is the best. Meanwhile, the adopted daughter is an evil mastermind. She does not give the first damn. Her whole plan is just to rob everybody blind. So she makes sure this girl gets tortured and tormented as much as humanly possible. Probably bribed the girls in the reformatory to torture and torment her. And then, even on the outside, she's the one who pushed the grandma down the steps. She poisons the grandma or, does something else to make sure the grandma can't talk when it looks like she's gonna start speaking. Like, and the it's probably just annoying writing, like, because I'm not seeing it on the Chinese platform, but I feel like the viewers are also pissed off. Like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Because at a certain point, the grandma wakes up from her coma. And, as she wakes up from a coma, she slowly starts trying to be able to speak. And she wakes up, she sees the one who allegedly pushed her, the birth granddaughter, and it's like, oh, she reaches out for her hand. She rubs her hand gently. She smiles at her. She looks at her warmly, her eyes. She's like, But then when she sees the adopted daughter that everyone thinks is cool, she's like, ah, like viscerally throws herself across the room just about. She's like, oh my God, get that thing away from me. And they're like, oh, what could this possibly be? Maybe she's just really excited to see her. I need you to be so for real right now. Who is throwing themselves halfway across the room after being, you have to understand, there's muscle atrophy after you've been bedridden for a long time. She's been bedridden for 3 years because that's how long the girl was in the reformatory. So for 3 years, she's bedridden. She can't move. And she's like, ah. If her muscles had been at full capacity, she would have fallen to the ground. That's how hard she threw herself away from this girl. And then towards the end, this is a crazy subplot where they get her to marry this guy who's pretending to like to pretending to have some kind of developmental disorder. And it's bad. It's bad. He's pretending that he's like I guess that he has the behavioral capacity of like a 8.5-year-old at most. And they call they I don't know the word that they are using in the translation. I know was much nicer than the word they were using in the original, because they're like, oh, he's a simpleton. And I was like, oh, y'all calling this man something real bad in Chinese, and I don't dare learn it. I don't dare learn it. And it's all secretly an act because they want to find someone who's really good, a high quality person who d is deserving of gaining the family's money, the family that he runs the business of, because they're all CEOs in these stories. Everyone's a CEO. It's like, oh, the Lingxi Group, oh, the Wang Group, oh, the Taihua Group. Like, it's all these different groups, and they have the different leaders, and everyone's a goddamn CEO and has been long lost and missing in the mountains and is a cultivator. It's all this stuff. Same, same, same. Hollywood remakes the movie, China remakes the plot. Anyway, they. So like they get married, and then he reveals, actually, not only am I not, with the mind of an 8.5-year-old, I'm also super sexy all of a sudden because it completely changed it. At first, he was wearing like little knickerbockers, like the little shorts, and then like a cute little suit. Like he's like really like serving up kid realness. And then like as an adult, he's just like, as him being his true self, he's just like, yeah, actually, I'm sexy now. And don't touch my wife. Stay away from her. I love her so bad. It's unreal. It's literally unreal. And they end up finding out, like the adopted daughter ends up finding out that he's not, wait, you're not a fool and you're hot and you have access to all that money? She finds that out. And then she's like, oh no, she can't have anything nice. The birth daughter can't have anything nice. We gotta take her down. So the adopted daughter puts all these things together to get the girl kidnapped and kills the grandma. And eventually she's found out and they start slapping her around and hitting her. And they're like, oh, you evil creature. How dare you join our family? How could a sick, a sick evil dog like you join this family? Get out of here. Get out of here. And they cast her away. And I want to say she kind of ate them up because she was like, I know you're not fucking talking to me. You saying I'm the bad one. I just want to protect myself and get my own needs met. You guys were supposed to love her. She's supposed to be your daughter and you treated her like shit. Don't look at me trying to find someone to blame because the blame is in the mirror, Pookie. And, of course they arrest her or put her in a mental institution or she dies. I don't know. And in the end, okay, I do like this technically narratively, but I think it's weak storytelling. In the end, she's like, well, I just don't want to have anything to do with y'all. So bye. And it just kind of ends sort of abruptly where it was like, yeah, no, that's it. And it makes me think like in a lot of stories and shows that I've read in recent times, there's been, especially like with the rise of like dark romance type stuff, there's been this like rise of like the heroine getting really badly mistreated and then she goes somewhere else to get mistreated, but sexy. And she still is like, oh, I still have to find a way to make this work, or the guy that she ends up with who mistreats her but sexy, like kills the people who used to hurt her before. And I do think it's kind of nice how in these stories that I mean that I've seen so far, that she's like, no, I don't want a man. I just want to live my life. Even in the one where she got married, she was like, well, let's have a good marriage and take care of each other, but like, I don't want to deal with those people anymore. And I wonder if this is like cultural, like if there's a cultural difference at play here, like, are they doing that because, I mean, culturally in China, like you just go your own way after a certain point, cut ties with people, and you just move on? Or is it because in America we're so individualistic that it's sort of subversive to still find a way to be in community? So even in these stories where the female lead is enduring all these hardships, that she still is like, well, I'm not going to be alone ultimately. I wonder if that's like subversion, you know? These are the sort of things I think about when I encounter these different media. Because it's very interesting to see it all play out. Like, oh, okay. And I like it. I like seeing the girls say, yeah, no, I've had enough of y'all. It's been real. I'm gonna go stay in the mansion with my man, and we're gonna stay in two separate bedrooms. I like that. I like that. I can't say I'm complaining about it. And he looked like he was really trying to win her love ultimately, and I'm pretty happy with that. Meanwhile, I don't know. I feel maybe I'm disillusioned a little bit with American literature just because of like, and it's not really apples to apples, even though I am reading a lot of the little Chinese drama stories too. 'Cause if you like one of them, you get the picture, the video with all the like, they're cutting fruit in the weird shapes or they're like doing the, I forgot what they call it. They were calling it like content splooshing or something, where they just steal a bunch of content and then put the audio on top of what they're really trying to show you, like a Reddit story or something else. I forgot what they call it. But I've seen a lot of those for the video stories where like you go to an app and you pay and you scroll. And also the written stories where you go to an app and you pay to scroll through the literature. And I feel like the books are also sort of ending just as abruptly. Excuse me. And I used to read some translated, of course, Chinese cultivation novels. And I didn't feel like they were going this way. They were going a little differently. And the endings were much more satisfying. But I'm feeling like in these short form contents, it's just ending abruptly. And I think it's waking people up to be like, now you overstimulated me for 50 chapters or 50 episodes. And now you're just like, well, glad that's over. And I think they are a little upset with that. I feel, though, like in our American literature, even the cliterature, that it's not as long lasting. You know, they get to the climax, they get to the point where they're about to solve the issue, and then they let it linger, and then they give you an epilogue. And I kind of like the epilogue. I'm into that. But I mean, that's just my thought on that. I do have some other thoughts, though. This is my hot take. I haven't done a hot take in, I think, 2 weeks, but this is my hot take. Okay, so we've all heard 100 guys versus one, 100 guys versus one gorilla. And one gorilla, on average, they get to be max 5'11". Their weight max is like somewhere around 430, right? They're very strong, though. They're very strong. I don't know if you guys have heard about like the chimpanzees that would live with people and eventually they would be like, I can't take it anymore. And then they're like in their little diaper smoking their cigarettes, but then they tear your face off with like their normal hands. And because of that, I was like, I don't think 100 guys versus one gorilla is going to work out the way you think it is. Especially because, I mean, gorillas and, you know, other primates, they're very social. They don't really want to involve themselves in, you know, like, issues. They just want to be. But I think the issue that you're going to run into with this 100 guys versus one gorilla, the most pressing issue in my mindset is that, I mean, whether or not you're using weapons, that's, of course, key. But gorillas, their muscles aren't like ours. First and foremost, a lot stronger. Second of all, human muscle contractions, like if you're flexing, you're doing the punching and stuff, it relies on something called lactic acid. And eventually, you can just reach a peak of lactic acid and like you're fatigued now. You can't do shit with your muscle. Like the muscle cannot contract anymore. You have no more strength. This does not happen with gorillas. They do not have lactic acid like we do in our muscles. The gorilla will beat ass until every human is dead. And then they'll go scratch its ass and go sit in the tree. Like, there's smoke you want, and then there's 100 gorillas. You don't want that. Not 100 gorillas. One gorilla. You don't even want one chimpanzee. Like, that's how bad it is. That's how bad they are. And God forbid you end up with an orangutan or a bonobo. You do not want this smoke. Anyway, the lesson here is stay in your lane and don't do stuff you have no business doing. The drink today was cranberry juice. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week.